Let's get back to France now, which is still reeling from the terrible attacks in Paris earlier this month. The first one, you'll recall, targeted cartoonists at the magazine Charlie Hebdo for their irreverent drawings of the Prophet Muhammad. There's been a lot of debate around the world about those provocative cartoons. Many in France have accused the Muslim community of lacking a sense of humor. But as it turns out, many of the country's most successful comedians are Muslim. And just a week after the attacks on the magazine, a Muslim and a Jew got up on stage at a Paris comedy club to make jokes about each other. Daniel Estrin was in the audience.
Have you heard the one about a Jew and an Arab who walk into a comedy club? Their names are Younes and Bambi. Younes is the Arab, Bambi is the Jew. They're in their 20s, and they're French, and they shout and dance their way to the stage.
Shalom alaikum!
That's a traditional Jewish greeting mashed together with a traditional Arabic greeting. I learned about Younes and Bambi when I was in a taxi in Paris. I looked out the window and I saw a poster advertising L'Arabe et le Juif, the Arab and the Jew. In the poster, they're butting heads with their mouths open, screaming. The comedians start off their routine like many comedians do. They ask if their peeps are in the house. Younes, of North African descent, begins.
Algerians and Tunisians.
That's my interpreter, Angeline. France has more Arabs and Jews living alongside each other than any other country in Europe. There are about 6 million Arabs and some 600,000 Jews living in France. Even after a week of extreme tension between the two groups, Arabs and Jews came out to the comedy club to laugh at each other. The comedians are equal opportunity offenders. They say they're promoting fraternité tonight, and then they begin to rip on each other, like with this riff on the stereotype of the Arabs who populate Paris's rough immigrant suburbs.
Arab people are much more violent.
They go, Arabs are more violent, but it's the Jews who write the statistics and control the media, so who cares? There's actually a history in France of minorities dominating comedy. Growing up with a different culture makes for great material. The French African comic Dieudonné used to perform with a Jewish comedian cracking ethnic jokes. But now he's accused of embracing anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial in his comedy. He popularized an arm gesture seen as a sort of upside-down Nazi salute that French officials have tried to ban. He was recently arrested in France after hinting that he identified with the attacker who killed Jews at a kosher supermarket this month. On the other end of the spectrum of minority comics in France is Jamel Debbouze. He's of Moroccan descent. He's a big star. And he started the Jamel Comedy Club to showcase new talent, especially comics from North African and Muslim backgrounds. It's where this Arab and Jewish duo are performing.
We American people are really smart. American people went to the moon on the moon, but we're going to the sun, hopefully one day. You're going to get burnt, it's so hot. We gotta go by night, you stupid guy.
Most of their one-liners rely on these time-worn tropes. Jokes about Arabs being illiterate and dangerous and lazy. Jokes about Jews being rich doctors and lawyers. There was even this groaner from the Arab comic about the Jews sinking the Titanic.
Titanic was an iceberg, yes. But why did I say Rosenberg, iceberg, Spielberg?
But the show does touch on some sensitive subjects. There are some September 11th jokes that take jabs at Arabs, and even a few Holocaust jokes. And then the act descends inexplicably into impressions of Michael Jackson. You may be wondering how the comics deal with the elephant in the room, the recent attacks in Paris. They don't say a word. Samuel Gian, a.k.a. Bambi, tells me their patron, Jamel Debbouze, advised them not to. They're young, and they're trying to break into the mainstream comedy scene, and they don't want to make a wrong move. After the show, I spoke to one guy in the audience who was laughing loudly, 31-year-old Mohamed Mesti.
C'est bien. Pourquoi? Parce que ça prouve simplement que deux personnes d'origine différente, peu importe qu'elles soient juives ou arabes.
Yes, it's important to be able to laugh about Jews and Arabs and mixed people of different backgrounds, whatever they are, whatever religion they are from, be able to laugh together.
And after a horrific week in France, where controversial humor about the Prophet Muhammad became cause for murder, this stand-up duo gave French Muslims and Jews a much-needed laugh. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Paris.